Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is sponsored by Cloud Optimizer.
As a business owner or IT manager, are your cloud investment costs going up and you don't know why? It's time for Cloud Optimizer. As you migrate your business to the cloud, what you're spending and why you're spending it can get a little hazy. But Cloud Optimizer clears up the mystery and puts the cloud to work for you. Cloud Optimizer starts by analyzing usage patterns, right-sizing resources, leveraging discounts you may not be aware of, implementing automation, and much more. And by reducing unnecessary expenses and maximizing performance, Cloud Optimizer guarantees you a savings of 5 times what you spend for their service. As you utilize cloud-based services more and more, you don't have to lose sight or control of your spend. You can stay agile, streamline your costs, and optimize your performance, plus save significant money with Cloud Optimizer.
Make the cloud work for you with Cloud Optimizer. Get a free assessment and find out how much you can save by going to cloudoptimizer.com. Go to cloudoptimizer.com for your free assessment. That's cloudoptimizer.com.
Here's today's spoken edition of Wired.
HP's new 3D printers build items not of plastic, but of steel, by Clint Finley. When you think about 3D printing, chances are you think of little plastic doodads created by desktop devices like those made by MakerBot. Computing and printer giant HP wants you to think about metal. Today, the company announced the Metal Jet Printer, an industrial-scale 3D printer that builds items not of plastic, but of steel. 3D plastic printing is widely used for custom items such as prosthetics and hearing aids and by product designers for prototyping. But it's still a relatively small part of overall manufacturing. That's because, compared with more traditional mass production techniques, 3D printing is relatively slow and expensive and can be used with a more limited range of materials. HP is trying to change that. In 2016, it launched its Jet Fusion Plastic 3D printer, designed for mass production rather than one-off printing. Now, with the Metal Jet, it wants to get into big manufacturing sectors such as automobiles and medical devices. The company has partnered with Parmatech, which manufactures components for healthcare devices, and GKN, a supplier of automotive and aerospace parts. Those companies will in turn work with customers like Volkswagen to experiment with 3D printing metal. The partners will be able to get metal jets this year. Others will have to wait until 2020. For now, many of the products printed by the Metal Jet may be cosmetic, key fobs with custom engravings, for example. It will likely be years before you can buy a car with 3D printed metal parts under the hood. But Tim Weber, HP's head of 3D metals, says 3D printing will save manufacturing costs for certain product parts and enable companies to create new products faster. In some cases, companies will be able to use the same designs for prototyping and then for production. A lot of parts take months to prototype. We can now do in days what it took months or years to do, he says. It will increase the pace of innovation. Others have been 3D printing metal for years. GE Aviation, for example, produced a fuel nozzle for one of its jet engines using a process known as selective laser sintering. But that process is, like other 3D printing techniques, slow and expensive. It might work for extremely expensive jet engine components, but it's not practical for the countless other metal items manufactured every day around the world. HP is using a different process, known as binder jet printing, which Weber says is cheaper and more efficient. The Metal Jet printer, which looks a bit like a washing machine-sized photocopier, spreads layers of metal powder, and then sprays it with a binding agent to solidify it in a process not unlike layer-by-layer 3D printing. These items, essentially made of glued-together metal dust, aren't very sturdy. You can break thin pieces with your bare hands. So the initial pieces are then placed in a furnace. Imagine placing cookie sheets in an oven, but instead of cookies, you have a tray of car parts, where the extreme heat solidifies the powder. The final results are relatively light, smooth, and can include surprisingly fine details. Customers will be able to pick from a range of different alloys, and the company is working with a range of vendors to make their materials available on the platform. HP isn't the first company to employ binder jet printing for metals. 3D printing company X1 has used the technique for years, and the well-funded startup Desktop Metal launched competing products last year. Weber believes HP will have an edge over rivals because of its experience making conventional printers. Its 3D printers and its 2D printers share many of the same components, most notably the nozzles used to spray ink or plastic or metal. Because HP makes millions of the nozzles, it can make them more cheaply, Weber says. It also means that technicians trained to maintain and support its industrial-grade printers need little extra training to support the new metal printers. 3D printing industry consultant Todd Grimm says HP's expertise in printing, combined with its enormous corporate resources, should help it stake a claim in metal printing. But that still leaves the question of how big that market will be. Weber says the metal jet will be cost-effective for small runs of items, say between 50,000 and 70,000 units. Gartner analyst Pete Basilier suggests HP pursue companies that now make parts using selective laser sintering, because binder jet printing will often be cheaper. It's easy to see the value of something like that for high-end medical devices, Grimm says. But it's harder to see it working for large automobile manufacturers that need to make millions of the same parts. Manufacturers that have invested millions or billions of dollars in established techniques aren't going to switch to 3D printing overnight. To Weber, the key is to make the technology so much better that companies will feel compelled to switch. I haven't seen a killer app yet, he says. But he thinks the real applications of 3D printing haven't been seen yet. The ability to cost-effectively manufacture metal products in small batches has never been available before. So it's impossible to know exactly how companies will use it.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.